time to check in with the Friday Night Lights and Chicago Radio's only prep football scores, stats, and stories program on 720 WGN. This is Preps Plus Chicago with your host, Sam Panionovic.
Away we go. It's week number six. The time just continues to fly.
It's week five, right?
No, it's week six. Oh. Because these teams are all 5-0. The good teams are 5-0. Some teams are 0-5.
How is it week six already, man? It's flying.
I woke up this morning and it was October. Although it's not really October. It's
October tomorrow. Sam.
It feels like October. Temperature finally dipped.
It did dip. It feels very nice. It feels like football weather, Sam.
And we are the start to your football week. And it's high school on Fridays, college on Saturdays. I guess you get the pros now on Thursdays, Saturdays, Sundays, sometimes
Tuesdays.
Mondays.
Yeah. We were just talking about that. Tuesday night, I throw on ESPN2, and it's some obscure college playing another obscure college. And, you know, the football-obsessed person I am, I go, okay, I'll watch it. That's fine.
You know what we do here, though. We give you the high school scores. You help us, and we can help you. The phone number, you can call, you can text, 312-981-7200. Kevin will have scores at about 10:15, 10:35. 10:55.
And I should plug, because I don't think I've done a good enough job at this, Sam. We have a live scoreboard at our website, WGNradio.com. There's a link at the top. Click that. It's our Preps Plus Chicago scoreboard. You can kind of scroll through it and find any game you're looking for. So go to WGNradio.com for that.
312-981-7200. We will talk to the head coach of Barrington, Joe Sanchez. He joins us about 9 minutes from now. They are undefeated. They play against Schaumburg tomorrow at 1:30. So, Coach
4-1 team.
Sanchez will join us at 10:20. But before we do anything else, let's lead up the show like we always do, and we will bring in from the Chicago Tribune. He is Mike Clark. He is on Twitter at Mike Clark Preps. And Mike, you covered the Battle of Oswego. Oswego at Oswego East. Is it still going on?
No, it just ended actually just before we went on here. 21-3 final. Oswego wins.
So Oswego wins on the road at Oswego East. What's the best part about these inter-community rivalries? Because I imagine you had thousands upon thousands of people there.
Yeah, this game was sold out on Tuesday, actually. I was talking to the athletic director. The capacity here is 6,400. So, you know, they might have even been more people than that in here. You know, but it was just a great atmosphere, obviously, a great crowd. A pretty good defensive effort for Oswego.
You mentioned you covered a game tonight with 6,400 capacity, probably more than that. What's the largest crowd you've ever seen at a high school game?
That's a good question. I think Carmel Rita, I think they've probably been
like 10,000.
Nine or 10,000 probably. Yeah, at Gately, you know, back in the day.
So who was the star for Oswego tonight on the road?
Pretty much all the defense. They shut down Ivory Kelly Martin, the running back from Oswego East, who's going to Iowa. He had about 100 yards. They're pretty hard-fought yards, but three takeaways for Oswego, just pretty much of a group effort for them. And that's been kind of the signature for Oswego all season long. Their defense has been really good. And, you know, a few years ago they had Stephen Frank, the quarterback, and they were airing it out a lot. Now they just run the ball and just let the defense take care of the rest.
Oswego takes care of business. They beat Oswego East in a rivalry tilt. Oswego 23, Oswego East 3. You can read the paper tomorrow. Mike Clark will have the story. He's at Mike Clark Preps on Twitter. I can't believe it's week 6 already, Mike. We're on to week 7 technically.
I know. I can't even believe it either. It's like, where did the fall go?
You'll be at the state title game in no time. Thanks for hopping on with us.
Thanks.
Mike Clark from the Chicago Tribune. Also, by the way, disclaimer.
Yes.
Mike Helfgott today in the Chicago Tribune. Did you catch this?
Oh, I caught it, Sam.
Yeah?
I definitely caught it.
Page 6 and page 7, it's a full spread.
Great spread, by the way, at Friends of Chicago Tribune.
The title of the article is Friday Night Done Right.
Mm-hmm.
And the subplot, these 20 venues highlight what's great about prep football. Didn't you ask a question in week 1 or 2?
Let's do a flashback Friday here, Sam, to our conversation with Mike Helfgott in week 1 of Preps Plus Chicago right here on WGN. And I asked Mike, maybe we can get some sort of big board, maybe a top 20 situation, maybe a top 10 of best venues, best concessions.
I think it started at concessions. And then
normally it starts with the food with me. We started with that, and he just sort of shrugged it off and basically made fun of me for a few weeks because I continued to ask him about it, and he shrugged it off. Next thing we know, The cover of the Chicago Tribune sports section is high school football, and they have this giant spread, as you just said, about the best venues in high school football throughout the state. Mike Helfgott, we'll talk to you soon, buddy.
Yeah, 10:35, although he may be late. That game is still going on. Helfgott tonight is at the big one.
It's actually a really cool thing they did. I would check it out. Either check out ChicagoTribune.com or pick up the newspaper. They have it's pretty cool.
And odds are good that you have a school somewhere near you,
right,
where you
sort
live.
Of all over the state, the best traditions in high school football, the best bands, things like that. So it's just sort of the best places to watch high school football in the state. But we'll talk to Mike Helfgott about
the that. Coach, Mike Helfgott, will get a chance to defend himself.
Yes.
Was this an original idea or not?
You know the Chicago Preps Plus crew sat down and were spitballing, and Helfgott came out with this brilliant idea that they do a spread in the sports section about the best high school football venues in the state. Sam, I wonder where he got that idea.
We will talk to him soon after the 10:30 news. But first, let's do this. We'll get our first check of the scores. Here is Kevin Powell.
Now, Preps Plus Chicago scoreboard.
All righty, we'll start with the top 20, our Preps Plus top 20. Number one, Loyola plays tomorrow against 3-2 St. Rita. Loyola coming into this week undefeated, 5-0. Number two, Homewood Flossmoor, up big, 28-0 late over Sandberg. Brother Rice, the number three ranked team, losing right now to Mount Carmel, 35-28. That's late in that game. Undefeated Brother Rice, the third ranked team, losing to Mount Carmel right now late in the game, but it's not over. We'll give you it when it goes final. Number four, Lincoln Way East, cruise to a 49-7 win. Neuqua Valley leading over number 13, Naperville North, 28-14 late in that game. Number six, Palatine, survives Frem, 21-14 win. They improved to 6-0. Barrington plays tomorrow. Prairie Ridge, big win over McHenry, 62-6. Lions, the ninth-ranked team, plays tomorrow, as does Glenbard West. Oak Park River Forest beat York, 34-17. They improved to 6-0. Marist plays tomorrow. Naperville North losing right now, as I said earlier, to Neuqua Valley, 28-14 late in that game. Number 15, Maine South beat Glenbrook South. Sorry about that, Rob Martier. Glenbrook South alum. 34.
They're 0-6.
0-6, but they put up a fight. Only a 13-point loss to Maine South. Glenbrook South moves to 0-6. Sorry,
Rob.
You
don't really move to 0-6.
You fall to 0-6, right, would be a better way to put it.
Yeah.
Maine South moves to 4-2.
Uh-oh.
That works, right?
He's got something to say.
What did I hear?
Glenbrook South falls to 0-6, Robbie. They lost 34-21 to Maine South tonight.
That, you know what? Let me just say right now, you guys get back to your thing. Unacceptable. Unacceptable.
Coach Martier, you got to go down there and you got to straighten it out.
Darn right.
Fear the Titans. Is that what it is, Rob?
Not this year.
That's okay. 16th-ranked Phillips plays tomorrow. St. Charles East up big over Bartlett late in that game. Hasn't gone final yet. They're up 24-7. Hinsdale Central plays tomorrow. IC Catholic, 6-0 now. They won 45-14. And number 20, Cary Grove beat Dundee. Excuse me, they're up 43-7 late in that game, likely to move to 5-1. That rounds out your Preps Plus Chicago top 20. We'll give you the rest of the scores as they become final.
When we come back, the head coach of number 7, Barrington, Joe Sanchez. We'll give some Broncos some love. That's next on Preps Plus Chicago.
Back to the Friday Night Lights and Preps Plus Chicago on 720 WGN.
It's 10:21 in Chicago, the greatest city in the world. It's Preps Plus. Sam Panionovic and Kevin Powell. And as we always do at this time, we go to one of the coaches of one of the programs that are being talked about here in the state of Illinois at the football level. And Joe Sanchez has been at Barrington for 15 years. They are ranked number 7. Currently in the top 20. They play tomorrow against Schaumburg at 1:30. Broncos are 5-0 as we welcome you in, Coach. Glad to have you on for the first time. What's it like playing on a Saturday? Do you like it? Do you not like it?
Well, certainly. First, thanks for having me on. It's a great honor to be on tonight representing our high school and our program and our community. But with regards to your question, Sam, we really enjoy playing on Saturday. It kind of preps you for the playoffs when a lot of the playoff games after the first round take place. And we look at it as a real positive and a real opportunity for us to be able to get an extra day of rest, an extra day of preparation, and like I said, prepare for what could happen, obviously, down the road in the playoffs.
You're the winningest coach in the history of Barrington, but I read a clip. You said you don't even care. It doesn't matter. Why would you say that?
Well, you know, I don't know that I wouldn't say I don't care. I'm certainly
well, not don't care. You kind of downplayed it. It was more about the team than it was about you, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, you know, I've been blessed, you know, to be in a great community, in a great high school, and I've been surrounded with a tremendous coaching staff and coaches along the way, and tremendous players and families, and you know, certainly there are a lot of people that that helped to get us to this point, and you know, I'm just really lucky that, like I said, to have been around for as long as I have with all the support, and like I said, I just feel like I'm a part of something special, and you know, just trying to keep us moving in the right direction.
Hey, Coach, this is Kevin. I played at Hersey when I was in high school, and every time we had Barrington on the schedule, we knew it was going to be a tough game. So I played against some of your coach teams, and it seems like every year you guys are either there, a contender, you're winning a lot of games. Now this is, it's got to be one of the better-looking teams you've coached, correct? One, how are you guys consistently good? Two, is this the year you think you can get over the hump, get to that state final?
You know, certainly every year that's what you're hoping for. And I think more than anything, I think for, with regards to our success, and I think a lot of it just has to do with, you know, the culture we establish, where we really commit to just trying to do things the right way, both on and off the field, and, you know, try to uphold our core values and believe in our process, and, you know, and really believe in just that mentality of, you know, every week it's the most important game of the year. You know, this week it's Schaumburg, and it's the biggest game of the year for us. And I think our kids, you know, take that mentality, and they've really bought into that. And, you know, in high school football in the state of Illinois, it's really unique. You know, you're only guaranteed 9 regular season games. And, you know, if you're fortunate enough to qualify for the playoffs, you get at least one more. And, you know, after that, you're just trying to do whatever you can to keep playing. So, you know, I think our guys, you know, our mentality doesn't change. You know, we get into the playoffs, you know, whatever, if we're fortunate enough to get in, and we've been really fortunate, you know, because we do it more than not. And, you know, I think our guys just keep that same mentality. And like I said, we got a coaching staff and that really helps us to promote that idea. And our kids really buy into it.
He's Joe Sanchez, head coach of Barrington. The Broncos ranked number 7. They play tomorrow against Schaumburg. 5-0 for Barrington this year. I've got to give you some props here, Coach. I'm looking at a picture of you coaching. You're looking good. The polo and the shorts. It looks like you could play safety for Barrington.
I don't know. Looks might be deceiving. I'm not so certain I've got the speed nor the strength to be able to do any damage. I think I'd be a real deep cover 2 safety, try to keep everything in front of me.
Coach, this team obviously doing very well. If somebody's sit down, watch your team for the first time, who's maybe somebody they should keep an eye on, whether it's offense or defense, that's sort of stuck out to you as really a leader in terms of talent, but you know, sort of leading his teammates throughout the season?
Yeah, well, we've got a great group of men this year, young men, and they're doing a great job. I think if you were to watch us play, you know, I think immediately if you were watching us on the offensive side of the ball, our offensive line is really doing a great job. We've got 4 seniors that are back that work really, really well together, and it's a pleasure to go to work with them every single day and see them, you know, enjoying the game as much as they do. You know, our tailback, Logan Mays, along with Ray Nyro and Josh Babich and the whole crew, they've really done a great job. And I'll tell you what, if you watch us on defense, you know, led by our defensive line, 2 Navy commits and Jackson Perkins and Blake Holly, along with the rest of our guys, I think you'd see a group that's really doing a great job, you know, believing in what we're doing and swarming to the football on every snap. And it's a fun group, you know, and like I said, it's a lot of fun when you've got a group that really believes in what we're doing. And, you know, more than anything, what's been a lot of fun to witness with these guys is just how unselfish they are. You know, it's really just about trying to do the best that we possibly can, and they really don't care who gets the credit, and that's what's fun.
Coach, I love the lineman love from you. I love that. Giving credit to your offense and defensive line.
You got to do it. Yeah. That's where the games are won. They're won in the trenches. Who's the most famous alum from Barrington? I see a nice little list here. I'm picturing you strolling out Gary Fensick, a Super Bowl champ. He's had to have come back over the years, right?
Yeah. You know, we were really fortunate last year with the 50th anniversary of the Super Bowl. You know,
No, not the 50th. No, not the 50th. 30th.
with Gary Fensick coming back, he he presented the golden ball to our high school.
Wow.
And it was really cool where the entire program was able to get into one of our auditoriums, and he did a great presentation and spoke to our entire team. And, you know, we've been really, really fortunate where Gary has come back throughout the years to speak to the boys. And, you know, he'll send nice emails and notes just congratulating us. And really, it's just, we're really lucky to have Gary's support.
I don't know if anybody puts on a better in-game production than Barrington High School. You guys got the nice scoreboard there, the horses on the field before the game. It's fun over there.
Yeah, we're pretty fortunate. We've got a great film crew. I got to give a shout out to Jeff Doles and 238 Studios. They're our BHS TV network, and you know, over the last however many years, I think it's been 10 years, they've just done a phenomenal job of capturing a lot of great moments. And you know, like I said, we're really fortunate to be in a great high school with a great support network and great administration.
Last question, Coach. Who's the one player, you've been there 15 years at Barrington, who's the one player that you had to prepare for, that you had to go up against, that just made you pull your hair out?
Oh, wow. There's been many. We've played some great teams along the way. But probably, you know, in recent memory, I would probably say the great running back, Sam Brodner.
Oh yeah,
when we played them in the quarterfinals at their place, and that was arguably, certainly not from our standpoint because we were on the wrong side of the scoreboard. We came up a little bit short that day, but certainly not for a lack of effort. But you know, as a high school football fan, that was an outstanding game. We had two great teams going at it. Certainly, both teams, you know, were more than capable of winning a state championship, and you know, we just came up a little bit short. But you know, probably in recent memory, he's probably about as good as we've seen. And, you know, he was pretty special. But like I said, we've seen a lot. But that's the guy that really jumps out probably right now.
Was that the whiteout game in the snow?
No, that was last year when they played Cary Grove.
Oh, Cary Grove. Okay.
This was 2 years ago when we played them in the quarterfinals at their place. That was just a great game.
He gave a lot of coaches nightmares. You lose track. You understand,
yeah,
I'm sure.
There's no doubt about it. I certainly saw that, no doubt.
Joe Sanchez, the head coach of number 7. Barrington, check them out. The Broncos, very solid program. They are undefeated, 5-0. They're at home tomorrow at 1:30 against Schaumburg. A big game in the Mid-Suburban. Thank you so much for your time, and good luck down the road, Coach.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate it. Thanks for all you do to promote high school football.
Joe Sanchez, head coach of Barrington, 720 WGN.
Now, Preps Plus Chicago. Scoreboard.
All right, we're going to start with the top 20 here. Loyola plays tomorrow against St. Rita. Number 2, Homewood Flossmoor cruise to a 48-0 win over Sandberg. Sam, number 3, Brother Rice hangs on to beat Mount Carmel 49-42, an interception near the end zone.
Wait, you told me Mount Carmel was winning. Did you do that on purpose?
I didn't tell you that.
You did say Mount Carmel was winning.
You weren't listening to me.
No. I think we got it twisted here. But
Brother Rice won the third ranked team.
So the Caravan are 3-3 now.
Correct.
Wow.
But they hung in there with the third ranked team in the state.
Doesn't matter. You got to win.
Lincoln Way East over Andrew 49-7. Nequa Valley beat number 13 Naperville North 35-20. Number 6 Palatine a 21-14 win over Fremd. Barrington plays tomorrow. Prairie Ridge, big win over McHenry 62-6. Lions Glenbard West play tomorrow. Oak Park over York, 34-17 win. Marist takes on St. Patrick tomorrow. Again, Naperville North falling to Nequa Valley. Number 14, Fenwick over Marmion, 47-7. 15th ranked Maine South, a 34-21 win over Rob Martyr's Glenbrook South Titans. Phillips plays tomorrow. St. Charles East over Bartlett, 38-19. Hinsdale Central goes tomorrow. IC Catholic moves to 6-0, a 45-14 win. Cary Grove over Dundee Crown, 50-13. That rounds out your top 20. Some other scores around the area. Rolling Meadows over Prospect, 33-0. Crystal Lake South beat Hampshire, 45-20. Bishop McNamara, 49-34 win over Aurora Christian. Glenbard North beat Wheaton North, 34-7. Wheaton Warrenville South beat Wabonzi Valley, 39-32. Stevenson over Libertyville, 27-14. West Aurora, now 6-0. They beat Huntley 27-21, thanks to the 6-3-0 for texting that one. And St. Ignatius moves to 5-1 after a 28-6 win. Hersey, my Huskies, lost to Buffalo Grove 42-14. That one hurts. That's a rivalry game Fenton beat St. Edward 53-50. Matilla Valley over Lake Park 27-19. St. Vider over Marion 48-32. Batavia tops Geneva 21-7. Grant beats North Chicago 21-14. Highland Park blanks Deerfield 16-0. Sterling over Yorkville 41-0. DeKalb beat Morris 34-7. Pekin over Morton 23-0. And Washington beat Dunlap 32-21. That's a look at your Preps Plus scoreboard.
Washington. I grew up three houses from Washington High School.
But you didn't go there?
113th and Ewing. No, did not go there. I went to Mount Carmel.
Who lost today?
They lost.
Did I tell you that already?
They did. They have more rings than you have fingers, but it's okay. It's not a big deal. Let's do this. We're going to move Coach Helfgott to maybe about 10:50. He's still busy. That game just wrapped up. The Battle of Naperville. It's Naperville North, Neuqua Valley. So let's bring in Dan Shalen, who writes for the Tribune family. He's on Twitter at Dan Shalen. He was at a top 20 game tonight. Number 15, Maine South at Glenbrook South. The Hawks always start off a little bit sluggish, Dan, and we look at their schedule and we look who they played and we think, all right, they're going to turn it up once we get in the conference, once we get in the middle of the season, and that's exactly what happened tonight, correct?
That's right, that's right. That is the win tonight, 34-21 over Glenbrook South for the Hawks. The Hawks' 77th CSL South win in a row.
Wow.
That's, five games a year, so you can kind of do the math and figure out how far back that goes. Also, the 400th win in program history tonight. Their record in 52 years of football, 400, 144, and 4. And head coach David Insera, he has 168 of those 400 wins. But I'll tell you, guys, they had to sweat it a little bit tonight. They took a 21-0 lead in the first half, led 28-7. At halftime, but then we're outscored 14-6 in the second half. And at one point, the game was 31-21 in the fourth quarter.
That's
this one was a little bit closer than one might have expected, especially considering the fact that Glenbrook South is now 0-6, probably one of the best 0-6 teams in the state. They've had a killer schedule, but Maine South ended up pulling it out, three more touchdowns, I guess you could say, for Fotis Kokosoulias, the junior, 11-yard run, 8-yard run, and a 21-yard touchdown. Two field goals for Sean McNulty, two 37-yard field goals for McNulty for the Hawks. And the secondary stepped up, three interceptions for their defensive backs, Matthew Schneider, Jack Hoffman, and Ryan Knapp, each with a pickoff for Glenbrook South. They kind of got back into the game there in the second half. Two touchdowns for their fullback, Ethan Haig, a 15-yard run, and a 4-yard touchdown. And like I said, Glenbrook South now 0-6. Maine South moves to 4-2, 2-0. Glenbrook South 0-6, 0-2. But Glenbrook South, if you look at their schedule, first-year coach Dave Shainwetter, boy, it's been a trial by fire for him. Games against Barrington, Palatine, Frem, St. Pat's, and now Maine South, but they haven't quit on them. You know, they were in this game until late and actually were down and came back. So they gave it a go, but, no real news to report. Maine South wins another CSL South game here in Glenview.
I don't even have a follow-up. I think you covered everything. I think we're good. 34-21, that's Dan Shalen, Maine South over Glenbrook South. You can follow him on Twitter at Dan Shalen, Shalin. Thank you much, Dan.
Thank you, guys.
Dan Shalen tags out. We will tag in from the Chicago Tribune family. He is Bob Durang, if I can push the button right and get him in here. Bob, welcome to the show. Not much of a problem for Rolling Meadows. The Fighting Garoppolos, they beat Prospect 33-0.
I know Rolling Meadows quarterback Asher O'Hare, you look like Jimmy Garoppolo out there. And unconfirmed reports out of the Rolling Meadows press box indicates this is their first 6-0 start since the Garoppolo era.
Bob, what's that rivalry like when Pearlman was running Prospect and they had those great teams? Rolling Meadows had some great playoff teams. That was a heated matchup when they played. What is that still like that?
Well, all I can tell you, I didn't have VIP parking today. I couldn't find a parking spot. It was jam-packed in there. But, once Rolling Meadows scored 26 points in the first half, it was pretty lights out from there.
Rolling Meadows defense that good?
Yes, but Prospect's struggling. I mean, they lost their quarterback early in the first quarter, and they're an option team. And, you really couldn't do anything against them with their quarterback out.
who shined on the offensive side for Rolling Meadows? You mentioned all the points in the first half that really put it out of reach. Who shined the brightest?
Their running back, Kevin Lacoste. I mean, he workmanlike, was averaging 3-4 yards carry, but he finished with a little over 120 yards, 3 touchdowns. Like I mentioned before, Ashton O'Hare, their quarterback, he could really throw the ball and also run the ball, probably combined for about 250 combined yards. But, you know, he's a quality quarterback, and he's tough as nails.
We really like the spread. Kevin and I talked about this earlier in the show. You guys had a great spread in the Trib today, Friday night done right, the top 20 venues in high school football, and you're in here a couple of times. You wrote some blurbs on Caneland. You've got one on Providence, also one on Wheat Warrenville South. What did you learn going into this piece? What did you learn going into this that maybe you didn't know ahead of time?
You know, like Providence, I didn't know that they had a memorial out there, and that's one of the unique things about a school. You don't see that for the, you know. And also with Caneland, I didn't know that they had wooden lights. I mean, I just naturally assumed, you know, every place doesn't have wooden lights. And then, you know, you look at Wheaton South, just the tradition. Everything, all the money that's funded in is done for the scoreboard, their field, by their alumni.
It's a great piece, and we'll read you throughout the season. It's already week 6. I don't know where the time goes, but it's always good to talk to you, Bob. Thanks for coming on Twitter. At Bob Narang, and you can read him in the Chicago Tribune. Take care. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
We will bring in the coach. We will summon Mike Helfgott out of his Naperville battle. It was Neuqua Valley at Naperville North. Both teams were undefeated. Obviously, one team has a loss. We'll tell you who it is next. 720 WGN.
Chicagoland's only high school football scores, stats, and stories program. This is Preps Plus Chicago on 720 WGN.
It's 10:52, WGN Radio, home of the Chicago Blackhawks, who actually play again tomorrow, and then they play on Sunday. Just cram all those games
Black
in the preseason.
Blackhawks hockey, baby, every game right here on WGN.
You know what else it's the home for? It's the home on Friday nights for Mike Helfgott, who is brought to you by Lou Malnati's. We're getting later and later into the show, Coach. I don't know if that's acceptable. It's 10:53.
Coach, next week I'm going to tell whatever game I'm at that they really ought to hurry up for you.
Why is it so late? I feel bad for you.
Well, it's a sophomore game. Sophomore game's got to end, and it was homecoming at Naperville North tonight, and that always delays things. And long halftime, and yada, yada, here we are.
Neuqua Valley 25, Naperville North 20. The Wildcats are now 6-0. The Battle of Naperville. Did you get your money's worth tonight? If you were there?
Well, I didn't have to pay to get in, so that was good.
Right, did the fans get their money's worth?
It was a good game, yeah. Isaiah Robertson, Neuqua Valley's Notre Dame recruit, he plays, you know, in all three phases, and he's a punt returner. Punt, bad snap, squirts around. He actually recovers it and runs it in for a touchdown. Coming from the punt return position.
What? Impressive.
I mean, I didn't even know until after the game when I talked to him and said, where were you on that play?
Yeah, that's awareness, that's talent, that's speed, that's a little bit everything there.
That was a strange – it was kind of a strange game. Like, all the bounces really seemed to go Neuqua's way. They won 35-20. They were ranked 5th. Naperville North was 13, both undefeated, tied first in the DVC. And I got the sense that the better team won the game. But a lot of plays that really could have gone either way just seemed to go Neuqua's way tonight.
Coach, we got to get to this.
Hey, Kevin's got beef.
I wouldn't say beef, just curious. This wonderful spread here in the middle of the Chicago Tribune sports section here of the top 20 venues around the area and throughout the state. Little different tidbits here and there about stadiums. I recall, I think it was week 2, Mike, when I asked you to sort of rank the top 10, maybe the top 25, best stadiums throughout the state, the best concessions. That sort of wraps it all into this, Mike. When you guys were spitballing and ideas and thinking of high school football coverage, did my idea happen to come out?
You got us, man.
Point Powell. No, it's a great piece, though. It's really awesome.
I saw that this morning when you guys tweeted it out. It's really cool.
They're from all over the area, and you're in there, and Narang's in there, and you've got Armstrong in there, and Chamberlain and Reaven, and you guys did a great job. It's a really well done, put together spread.
Coach, do you have a favorite out of this 20 here? Favorite place to visit?
Glenbard North on a Saturday afternoon is really an enjoyable place to watch a football game.
It makes me want to go to all these. So, well done by you guys, Coach. I'm just kidding around, of course, but it's a cool thing.
Yeah, and the cool thing about it, you know, in this media day and age is it's transferable online, and the photo gallery, the idea is really to get a lot of clicks. We did something in the winter with the top gyms.
I remember that.
And that was a really big success, and I think that's probably what led to this. What's next? I don't know if it's going to be weight rooms, locker rooms. I don't know where they're going to go from here. But
concession stands, I'm telling you, Mike. Best concession stands in the state.
The top 20 walking tacos.
Yeah, right. Best pork chop sandwiches.
All right. You've got to set the record straight here. My Caravan lose again today. Of course, it's to another good team. They've lost to Loyola. They've lost to Brother Rice. I can't recall the other loss now, but Ricky Smalling tore them up. St. Rita. Oh, yeah, right, last week. Oh, God, I tried. I erased that.
Mind, right?
I erased that. Yeah, I erased that from my brain. What's the problem on 64th and Dante?
Well, in the case of Loyola and Brother Rice, those are two great offenses. I mean, I know no loss is supposed to be acceptable when you're Mount Carmel, but, you know, I don't know that in at least two of those three cases, I don't think they were the better team.
Plain and simple, that's the way we shoot it here when we bring on Mike Helfgott, brought to you by Lou Malnati's, home of Chicago's Deep Dish Pizza. Find one of 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnati's.com. Week 7 next week. We'll talk to you then.
All right, guys. Take care.
Thanks, Mike.
It's Mike Helfgott. Read him tomorrow in the paper. Bust open that Chicago Tribune and check him out. Let's get our final check of the scores with KP.
Now, Preps Plus Chicago scoreboard.
All right, we'll start with the top 20. If we miss your school, go to WGNradio.com. We have a live scoreboard there. You can scroll through, find your team, and get your score. Number one, Loyola, off until tomorrow when they take on St. Rita. Number two, Homewood Flossmoor, an easy win over Sandberg, 48-0. Brother Rice beat Mount Carmel, as you heard Sam just mention, 49-42. Lincoln Way East beat Andrew 49-7. Neuqua Valley over number 13, Naperville North 35-20. Palatine survives Frem 21-14. Barrington goes tomorrow. Prairie Ridge, big win over McHenry 62-6. Lions plays tomorrow, as does Glenbard West. Oak Park over York 34-17 win. Marist plays St. Patrick tomorrow. As I mentioned before, number 13, Naperville North fell to 5th-ranked Neuqua Valley 35-20. Fenwick over Marmion 47-7. Maine South beat Glenbrook South 34-21. Phillips plays tomorrow. St. Charles East over Bartlett. Hinsdale Central goes tomorrow. Number 19, IC Catholic improves to 6-0. Their 45-14 win over Riverside Brookfield. Kerrygrove with a win over Dundee Crown. That rounds out your top 20. Again, go to WGNradio.com. We have a live scoreboard there. Find your team, find your score. Thank you for listening to Sam and myself. That's your scoreboard update.
Patty Vasquez coming up next on the G.